The face of a warlord now fallen, former Liberian President Charles Taylor had escaped prosecution for years. Now he's in The Hague, transferred there from Sierra Leone amid fears a trial in West Africa would destabilize the region. He stands accused of horrific crimes linked to his backing of Sierra Leone rebels during more than a decade of violent conflict from 1991 to 2002. He is charged with 11 counts of war crimes and has pleaded not guilty to accusations of murder, rape, terrorism, and other atrocities. Prosecutors say Taylor provided weapons and ammunition to rebels in return for diamonds plundered from Sierra Leone's mines. Still, Taylor is defiant, facing down international justice in a letter delivered to the court by his now ex-lawyer, Karim Khan.
Mr. Taylor states, "I am driven to the conclusion that I will not receive a fair trial before the special court at this point. It is therefore with great regret that I must decline to attend any further hearings in this case until adequate time and facilities are provided to my defense team and until my other long-standing, reasonable complaints are dealt with. It follows that I must terminate instructions to my legal representatives in this matter."
International justice brings international problems, such as transferring an entire legal process abroad. Witnesses must be flown in to testify. Some will enter witness protection programs to prevent possible revenge attacks by Taylor's supporters. There are political dilemmas too, particularly for Washington. It played a key role in Taylor's transfer to The Hague by pressing Nigeria to refuse to give him asylum. But the Bush administration refuses to recognize a permanent international court. Professor David Crane of Syracuse University in New York State specializes in international law. He is a former prosecutor for the Special Court for Sierra Leone, and he says the U.S. position on international justice is driven by politics.
The United States will act according to its own interests versus the rule of law related to individuals that are involved in these horror stories.
Crane says even though the U.S. is reluctant to give up its sovereignty to an international body, men like Taylor can no longer be immune to international justice.
It's the beginning of the beginning of the end of leaders who cynically kill their own citizens.
As never before.
In The Hague, prosecutors are determined to avoid a public relations disaster like the Slobodan Milosevic case. The former Yugoslav leader, whose belligerent courtroom manner enraged judges, died before his lengthy trial at The Hague ever concluded. If Taylor hopes to thwart the legal process, Chief Prosecutor Stephen Rapp warns him to think again.
He is, in the end of the day, hurting only himself, his ability to instruct his counsel, and to effectively represent himself by absenting his person from the courtroom. But it does not, in my view, affect our ability to proceed to present the evidence against him. It's not his justice system, it's the justice system of the people of Sierra Leone.
Even as witnesses prepare to take the stand, it could be 2 years before Charles Taylor's trial will be over. Back home, the victims of war have no choice but to wait. Nina Mrepots for VOA News in The Hague.